AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Should immigrants have to return to Mexico while they wait for word on whether the U.S. will grant their request for asylum? The Trump administration policy goes to court today.
The lawsuit by civil liberties groups claims the policy violates U.S. law by failing to adequately evaluate the dangers that migrants face in Mexico, while also depriving them of their right to apply for asylum by making it difficult or impossible to prepare their cases. The administration argues the policy is in response to a crisis at the southern border that has overwhelmed immigration officials' ability to detain migrants.
AP correspondent Matt Small reports. Two U.S. military service members have been killed in action in Afghanistan. We're not getting any other information at the moment. Washington's been trying to find a way to end the war there, America's longest. It's been going on for 17 years. In New Zealand, the call to prayer for Muslims on this Friday as the nation remembers the moment 1 week ago when a gunman opened fire, killing 50 people in two mosques. An imam told a crowd of thousands the country is brokenhearted but not broken. The alleged shooter is an Australian white supremacist, and this morning, Australia's national security official Mike Pezzullo is warning those who follow his ideology.
You are on our radar, and you will not be able to incite the racial strife that you seek. The scrutiny and pressure that you are under will only intensify.
We are learning the Boeing will make standard on its 737 MAX aircraft a safety feature that might have helped avoid a deadly crash last October in Indonesia. Security experts say you should change your Facebook password now that we know Facebook left millions of users' passwords readable by its employees. This is AP Radio News. Scientists are closing in on a way to help young boys undergoing cancer treatment preserve their future.
Researchers have their hopes on a monkey.
Well, her name's Grady, which stands for graft-derived baby.
Kyle Orwig's team used a frozen bit of testicular tissue from a monkey, and through the monkey version of IVF, here's Grady.
Now she's 11 months old, and she plays and behaves just like every other monkey that was born the normal way.
More and more people are surviving childhood cancer, but nearly one in three will be left infertile. If what happens with Grady works out, human testing could begin in the next few years. Catherine Hanlon's 9-year-old son had some of his tissue frozen.
They're already being robbed from their childhood. The life is never the same. The family's life is never the same.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Notice those gas prices? They're getting higher. It's $2.61 a gallon this morning, up 22 cents in a month. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.